This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about what you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
Pecos Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
What we're talking about is apparently Nordic nations really aren't doing this whole face mask thing. Now, like it or not, this is the news. This is AFP. This is not some random news source. This is not a Democrat from a Democrat side or a Republican side. This isn't conspiracy. This is news. And they're saying more or less you're getting compliance of between 5 and 10% as far as mask wearing, because Nordic nations, now this isn't just Sweden. They're pretty much unified in just simply not wearing the masks. And their chief epidemiologist, as he's Sweden's chief epidemiologist, Anders Tegnell, says he's waiting for some form of proof that they're effective. And now, of course, there's somebody on the other side that says that he doesn't like that kind of logic. He thinks, I think it's wrong. It's irresponsible. It's stubborn. The epidemiologist said, the other one, if he's wrong, it costs life. If I'm wrong, what harm does it do? And I think we've answered that in the previous hour, which is that, hey, wearing masks isn't without its ramifications. And it's like, you know, that's what people are saying. Well, you know, we shut down the economy for a little while. So what? It's a bad thing.
Well, if I'm wrong about shutting down the economy, what harm does it do? I mean, you can't prove that the suicide increase has to do with the fact that people are stuck at home with nothing to do. You can't prove that the opiate use has increased because they have nothing to do. Now, I do think it's interesting.
And alcohol.
Yeah. I do think it's interesting that it's the Nordic countries that are doing away with the masks. They have a general reputation, at least as far as I know, of being a sort of friendly culture. So the fact that they would push back against not being able to see each other's faces, I find very interesting.
Yeah, and I think that seeing the face thing is pretty important to point out. We all have cabin fever right now, and it is displaying itself differently for different people. But none of us is being helped psychologically from a mental health standpoint by not being able to see the faces of the people that we're talking to. I think that it is sort of a natural human inclination. When you don't get to look into somebody's eyes and see the smile on their face, to presume that the thing that they're saying is meant in the worst possible way. And maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just the pessimist. I don't consider myself a pessimist.
Well, that's
at all.
A survival inclination, because if they're happy at you and you're wrong about that, you don't lose ultimately. You might lose something. If they're angry at you and you're wrong about that, you might
die.
Lose finally.
Yeah, I mean, and throughout time, I mean, like, wherever, whenever, if some stranger shows up in a mask, that is not a positive indication. Like, if some stranger shows up, well, and I mean, you can't really tell if they're a stranger because they've got a mask on.
Right.
But, you know, like, our caveman ancestors sitting around a fire, and then suddenly someone pops out of the darkness with a mask on, that's not comforting.
Not usually. I suppose they could be telling a story using the mask to augment the story or something
and
like that.
And usually scaring the crap out of people augments the story.
Yes. After the World Health Organization changed its guidance, Danish health officials began cautiously recommending using masks in early July, such as when going to the hospital for a test or when you're coming back from a risk area. Face covers don't make sense in the current situation where we have a consistently very low rate of infections, said Soren Bronstrom, pardon me, to any Nordics out there, and these names and how I'm pronouncing them, director of the Danish Health Authority, and he told broadcaster DR on Tuesday. But could it make sense in the long term when we bump into each other on the public transport and other situations? That is, of course, something that we will evaluate. So they're looking at it. Similarly, in Norway and Finland, although there's no opposition on principle, masks are deemed as an unnecessary precaution while the spread is low. And you have to ask yourself, you know, how long do we have to wear these masks? At what level of infection can we begin taking them off and start living life as it was meant to be lived? Are we going to make the people working at these restaurants and in these offices and banks, are we going to make them wear masks forever?
Until you have the vaccine.
I mean, some busybody in my town actually complained about the people at the transfer station, that's the dump, not wearing masks outdoors. They're outdoors. They don't have to wear masks. They're not getting within 6 feet of you, and they're outdoors. And, yeah, I get it. You know, there's my town is one of these towns that's chuck full of octogenarians. I know you're scared, but take your own precautions.
If you're trying to avoid germs, then maybe the dump is not the place for you.
Well, also,
I mean, really,
if you're trying to avoid germs and you're...
I don't think their breath is making the garbage dirtier.
Probably not.
That would be the worst place to wear a mask because you're covered in who knows what all day and now you're touching your face.
And, like, if you don't want to go to the dump where people are not wearing masks,
don't go to the
somebody
dump.
Else. I mean, pay somebody.
They'll pick it up for you in Manchester. Like, I can order. Well, I actually can't from the lockdown, so maybe that's the issue. But I could otherwise order for them to pick up large items.
Well, you guys have trash pickup where you are. We don't have trash pickup on the side of the state. It just doesn't exist. I mean, you can pay somebody private trash pickup, but you know, not
if you're 80, you should be at a point in your life where you have savings and have accumulated some assets over the better part of a century that you've had to do that.
Indeed.
True. And one of the things, like, okay, the Danish, what have you there, okay, wearing them in a hospital, that seems like a great idea. Like, that seems like a good idea in general. Wear a mask when you go into a hospital because you're going into a confined space with a bunch of sick people. That's pretty darn reasonable. Like, if you're in a crowded subway where you're armpit to armpit with a bunch of unknown, unwashed strangers, also a judicious use of a mask. All the time?
Right. I mean, it's just all the time. And then other people want it for their well-being. You should wear a mask because you want to wear a mask. And you should.
How dare you put me in danger?
Right. But, you know, look, if you don't like the store's policy or the organization's policy, go somewhere else. It may be something that may will have to be considered in the near future if the contamination increases. Oh, God, these names. R. Stutzwitberg, a doctor with the Norwegian Institute of Public Health. Mika Salminen, director of the Health Security and the Finnish Institute for Health and Welfare, told broadcaster YLE the issue would likely resurface when people begin to return from holidays to a greater extent, and of course, if the epidemic situation changes radically. On Thursday, however, one Nordic country broke slightly from the mold. Iceland, which, like its neighbors, have so far sworn off masks, announced that it would start requiring their use on public transport. Domestic flights. There's domestic flights in Iceland? Ferries and hairdressing salons. Okay. Yeah, I'm surprised at that domestic
flight. There's some silly little flights here that don't make much sense.
You can fly from Manchester to Boston. It's a thing that exists.
You can.
It'd be not shorter to drive there, but if you are weird, you can fly there.
Indeed. So I guess there, Iceland is bringing in masks. And I guess the question that I have and that I'd love to have answered for me at 855-450-3733 is, at what point, like, what happens for us to return to some life like it was before? They're trying to define a new normal. And no one wants to talk about what that new normal is. I say no handshakes, and let's just do away with that particular activity.
Well, we could not touch strangers ever again. I'd be cool with that.
I like hugs, personally.
strangers.
So here's what you need to do. You need to get the vaccine that may take 7 years to come along. You need to have an app on your phone that shows that you have the vaccine. You need to make sure that you have that updated, and you need to be contact traced with everyone you're ever around.
There'll be somebody in the community within a month that has a way to fake that app.
And then in 6 to 8 weeks, we'll get back to you about taking your mask off for 5 minutes.
Well, I got my intergalactic passport, so I should be good. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
It's Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Gut shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I've developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
Let me tell you about Divi. From mid-March to mid-July, Divi, a new and easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live, increased in value by over 10 times. Nothing stopping from Divi from increasing exponentially again, and in fact, that's their goal. Divi's price jumped 10 times in correlation with their release of their beta wallet. Now, we're not sure why the price jumped, and that's kind of one of the things about getting into cryptocurrencies from an investment standpoint. But will it go up further when the wallet's fully released? I don't know, but Free Talk Live's pretty happy with our decision to hook up with Divi a year ago. And you can go to DiviProject.org and begin earning Divi by starting a masternode or staking Divi. They've got a lottery for people who stick the coin, too, so opportunities knocked here on every day here on Free Talk Live since last September. Will you answer? DiviProject.org. That's D-I-V-I, DiviProject.org. Let's go to David calling in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah, the Nazis. They're getting very interesting again.
The Nazis are getting interesting?
The gay Nazis, not just the Nazis.
The gay Nazis. There had to have been some gay Nazis.
Oh, so their leadership then.
Right.
It's only the leadership that can get away with that, you know.
All the Nazis get away with that. Especially the New Mexico Nazis.
So you got New Mexico's gay Nazis. Tell me about them.
Yes.
Are these the people that are trying to keep you from calling into the radio station?
We have discovered another one.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Let me, excuse me, David wants to speak to you. Yeah, hang on. Dave! Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Thanks, Emler.
That guy's kind of queer. He's
very
hard to understand,
queer.
So let's ditch him. So this New Mexico judge, Felicia Blair Rivera, so she was the newest addition to this panoply of cases here. And I had a little run in here with her in the courtroom. And it made me to do some additional research I hadn't done before because got a new judge on the scene, so I did some checking. Looking at photographs on the internet, you know, you look at the written stuff and then you look at whatever is in still photographs and whatever is video and whatever else you can find. And there's only like three or four photographs, and one of them has picked three people in the photograph. And it's four people in the photograph, four judges, one that is a long-existing judge, whom I have a history with, Sandra Engel, and then the three newbie judges, baby judges, as they're called by the legal industry. And it just so happens I have a history with all three of them as well, and the Blair Rivera one included. So here's where the gay part.
So you've gone through all the judges in your area.
Not quite. I still have a few. Yeah, I got a couple of years left before I get through them all and have to move to a different state and start over. Now you made me lose my place, man.
I'm sorry. So the judges, you've gone through them all.
Yeah, well, I've gone through them all, and back to KUNM, the radio station that wants to put me in prison for 4 or 3 years. Calling into their call-in program. And if you remember, there's like, I don't know, about three or four players in management at KUNM, University of New Mexico radio station, that are in on this. And the majority of them, meaning for sure two and probably three out of the four or five of them, are by my gaydar, which is highly refined, are LGBTQ.
All right,
and then when they called the cops on me, the University of New Mexico Police Department, the cop that or one of the cops, the most significant cop in presently, is a transsexual cop from
Transylvania.
transsexual Transylvania.
But I mean, other than sort of pattern recognition, how is this meaningful, David?
I'm
okay.
You were talking about it. The reason it ties in. Well, thank you for reminding me, Mark.
Okay.
I forgot all about to make that connection. I was going to make that connection earlier in your program. You were discussing how the black people in or Black Lives Matter, anyway, which are a bunch of white people actually, are threatening the white people, guilting them out and telling them to give up their property and give it back to the black people who it rightfully belongs to.
And to the best of our knowledge, no one's done that.
Right. And so we were hinting at, we were at least hinting, if not going beyond hinting, that some white people were possibly being not treated fairly in present-day America surrounding these events. And so
You mean the people who own the houses?
Yeah. So if you recognize that pattern and admit there's a possibility that white people might possibly be being oppressed in some ways that aren't quite right or just or fair, then that means that by definition there's also the possibility that other groups could be doing the same thing. And that's where the LGBT community comes into at KUNM. When you have four or five management personnel and the majority of them are LGBTQ, when in the ambient population they are 4% of the population, that raises some eyebrows. Then when you go over to their police force and the dude that writes you up on charges happens to be LGBTQ. And then also there's a prominent city councilor in Albuquerque, Pat Davis, who is also prominent in our media, and he used to be a UNM cop, and he is LGBTQ. And then if we go to the judges, long time ago, my gaydar was tripped by Judge David Murphy, who was on one of my cases. And I never had got down my checklist far enough to research him. And then I wasn't even researching him. He just happened to be in that photograph with Judge Blair Rivera, and in his bio that's connected to that photograph at the Metro Court, Metro whatever it is, metro.nmcourts.gov, the Metro Court, they have a bio for him, and he enjoys walking his dogs with his husband, Damien, or whatever his husband's name is, and so I didn't even have to go looking for it, it came to me. And so we have a very high percentage of LGBTQ that are connected to my case when there's a very, very low percentage of LGBTQ in the general population.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So it definitely has become politically expedient in very recent times to hire and promote LGBTQ members.
But right. Are you suggesting that you may lose because there's some kind of fidelity between the plaintiffs here, all the different sides? I don't know.
Not at all. Did you say that I may lose? Is that what I heard you say?
Well, I mean, there's probably going to be a judge is going to play some role in winning or losing.
Not even a possibility. But if you rephrase your question, am I suggesting that there may be some retaliation, some conspiracy? Damn straight.
Okay. So what's your, can you tell us what your secret weapon is to make these people that are obviously arrayed against you so that they lose?
Secret weapon? Oh, maybe facts and the law. How about that?
Facts. Man, I've been dealing with those on the air for a long, long time. I wish they were as powerful as I thought they were.
Yeah, it turns out it depends on how relevant things being factual is to who you're talking to.
Keep us updated, David. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE on Free Talk Live. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DIVIProject.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has made the Postal Service an election year issue as millions of Americans get ready to vote by mail due to the pandemic. Vermont Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders tells ABC's This Week, the president is deliberately trying to undermine the process by claiming that in-person voting is safe while mailing it in will result in massive fraud.
Donald Trump said himself a few days ago, he said, look, I don't want people, millions of people, to be casting mail-in ballots. Well, we're in a pandemic now, Mr. President, and people should not have to put their lives on the line and get sick and maybe die in order to cast a vote. Of course we need mail-in ballots.
The president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, on CBS's Face the Nation.
I have a friend in New Jersey who just got married. That person got sent two ballots, one in her old name and one in her new name.
This is USA Radio News. As the annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally winds down in South Dakota, USA Radio's Chris Barnes has come across an unusual viral video of something that happened this year at the rally.
An Iowa woman is lucky to be alive after a bison attacked her at the nearby South Dakota Custer State Park. The 54-year-old woman had been traveling with a group of motorcyclists when they stopped to snap some photos. Videos posted to Facebook like this one showing the bison mom snagging horns in the woman's belt loop and flinging her around until her pants come off.
Oh, my God. She's unconscious.
I'm asleep.
Oh, my God.
Witnesses say the fact that her pants did come off is why she was able to survive the attack. The woman was flown to a hospital, but police later said she was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about what you want to talk about. We've been talking about masks. Masks are fun. I want to tell you about Intercoin, too. Thanks to Intercoin, every member of a community can receive a periodic airdrop of money they can use on necessities. This UBI can be funded by outside donors or by the community democratically voting to gradually inflate their internal money supply. Community currencies powered by Intercoin enable communities to help their own without waiting for the federal government and without disincentivizing paid work. The arrangement is completely voluntary and democratic. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meatspace. We think that this is important here on Free Talk Live, and so important that FTL accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. And if you think freedom's important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains. Or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. As a matter of fact, investments are available to people of all levels. Go to intercoin.org, find out more. Inter, spelled with an I, intercoin.org. Let's go to the phones. We've got Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the Discord lines. Gene, you there?
Yeah, I was going to talk about a delegation of authority and where does this authority come from. The people at the bottom, like a sergeant or something, can say that his authority is delegated from his superior officer.
Right, from the lieutenant to the captain or whatever.
Yeah, goes all the way up to the top general, and supposedly they've even got little pieces of paper that say that this person is delegating authority to that person. But
right.
Here's where it gets interesting. The top guy says he gets his authority from the president. So now we get to, now here's where it's getting real, real interesting.
Yep.
Because where does the president get his authority? You know, kings used to say that God gave them authority. Well, I hope we've learned not to fall for that lie. So
I would say that one would claim that the president's got their authority from the states.
I would think that people would claim that the president got their authority from the mandate of the masses.
From the people, yeah. See, now this is...
Yeah, I've seen Monty Python, indeed.
They
women lying puns. Go ahead.
From the people, and you know, but how does a gang of people have any authority over me? See, this is where the whole thing falls apart.
Yep.
And we can realize that it's nothing more than a gang of thugs that are using violence to get their way. And because I didn't give him authority over me. I don't know if you did. But I suspect you didn't. So, and how does voting?
Consent.
Yeah, how does voting give me the right to put my neighbor under burden to the president of the United States? You see,
last time I used that line of reasoning on a government official, they told me that that was linear thinking. As though linear thinking is bad, I don't know. That's just what they said.
What was their alternative?
Did you ask compared to what?
It was an email exchange.
That's linear thinking.
It's the internet. People on the internet don't answer questions.
Parallel processing, I guess.
Well, that's exactly the problem right there. So they are pretending to have something that would make sense.
Yeah.
So if we actually did delegate our authority, now, I mean, you can take whichever position you like, but you sort of end up at the idea of what philosophically we call agency, the capacity to make moral choices. Now, you can say that this was given to man from God. You can say that it is given to us by our ability to make free will decisions, that it's something we have to assume if we're going to have conversations. But you end up with the people, like fully grown adults, not taken out of this for some other reason, like drugs or unconsciousness or what have you, we have this authority. And they're pretending that we gave this authority to them, whether we did or not. And if we gave that authority to them, if we agreed to this system, then it would make sense and it would be legitimate. It would be a very poor choice on our part, but we're allowed to make poor choices.
It's interesting because in the original founding documents and the way that they first set it up is really they didn't have authority over the people. In fact, they had servitude to the people, and that was why they became known as public servants. And that worked real well for about 150 years until the servants decided they wanted to be the masters. And, in the old days, you even had to charge somebody by having a sworn complaint from another citizen.
Yeah.
The government could not charge anybody. They had sworn complaints, and you had to go down and swear out a complaint to the gendarme.
Yeah, you have to have an affidavit.
Yeah, and now you can't even bring up charges.
So you do actually see a remnant of that original system from time to time when there is a federal grand jury. So the federal grand jury, you don't have to actually prove that they did a thing. You have to prove that it's worth finding out if someone did a thing.
Right.
And that's a reflection of the original system, which and there's actually case law that proves that the powers that once belonged to the king, because of this revolution, now belong to the people. So you had to get actual people.
Right, and the people are supposed.
Yeah, the people were sovereign, and that's the thing with like delegated authority. You don't delegate it for no reason. You delegate it to get something done.
Sovereignty was supposed to lie with the people. In fact, there's an old court case, Yickwo v. Hopkins, and I bring this up from time to time. And in that court decision in 1850 something, the Supreme Court ruled that the people were the sovereigns, not the government. But in the 150-odd years since then, they have sure switched that around, and they've made it so that the people now believe, just like the old days where the people believed that the king was given authority by God, now all of a sudden the people have been convinced that there's this magical authority of government to rule over the people. They were supposed to be servants, not rulers.
Indeed. Hey, Gene, that was Yickwo v. what?
Hopkins.
All right, yeah, the one I know that that does the same thing is Lansing versus Smith.
Mm-hmm. Yickwo v. Hopkins is a key case, and it often still gets cited, but people don't really understand the power behind what that was actually said there, because there were multiple rulings by the court, and that's all typically the case with the Supreme Court, is they have multiple rulings, and one of those rulings is the shocking one where it points out that the people are sovereign, not the government.
I'm curious as to how a citizen, because a citizen used to be able to bring charges. I mean, you know, we all know that. But how a citizen would go even about that these days. It couldn't, the right
That's
couldn't
impossible.
Have disappeared. It's just that the police won't do anything about it.
Well, police don't press charges. I mean, you can't. While it is true that you cannot order the police to arrest someone, that really has nothing to do with bringing charges.
Yeah, in their system, Melanie is definitely the expert on this one, but in their system, a citizen cannot bring charges against anyone. You can file a civil
When did the system change?
Civil War, actually.
Okay.
So
there are documents that will cite not a case, not a law, but the Civil War as the change of laws.
There were people using the bringing charges in the 20th century. That's after the Civil War.
Yeah,
I don't think that's when the change. It happened at the Civil War.
The biggest change was at the Civil War. A number of things. One of which was they changed the meaning of the word citizen. So citizen used to have sort of two different meanings, and one of them was the sovereign member of the community, and the other was equivalent to subject. And that's when it moved completely with the current 13th Amendment to a citizen is subject to.
I see. Well, I don't know how to fix it.
I think yeah.
Well, you got to replace it. Like, we have to start making agreements among ourselves and have a community where we agree as moral agents to have these kind of courts that actually function.
Gene, thank you for the call. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in about whatever you'd like to talk about here on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks, click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, final segment. Still might be able to squeeze you in if you call in now. Yep, the number, 855-450-3733. Want to thank Gaylord and all the other amplifiers. If you'd like to be an amplifier because you like, I don't know, the idea that Free Talk Live allows people to call in and talk about what they want to talk about, supporting free speech, or perhaps realize that there is no other show on the planet, no other radio program on the planet that supports the human freedom the way that Free Talk Live does, well, then the Amplifier program would be great. It's $5 a month. There's lots of benefits. Just go check them out at AMP Amp. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. Special thanks to Gaylord tonight. Let's go to Andrew calling in from Ohio. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, I wanted to talk about this when Democrats always complain about monopolies, but they never talk about the post office, which they've completely ruined that. They've lost $69 billion since 2007, the post office. The post office pays no taxes. Last year, they lost $8.8 billion, and Democrats are still defending this government monopoly. It's just crazy to me. I just wanted to hear your thoughts about that.
Yeah, they've got a monopoly on what they call first-class mail, which is mail under a dollar. At some point, the United States government will have destroyed this through inflation.
When the monopoly they have is on letters, so UPS can't say, "Oh, I'm mailing letters for $1.10," because even though it's over $1. So it's the letters that they have a monopoly.
Are you sure of that? Because I've been told for some time that it was mail under a dollar was what first class mail would be considered.
That might be what the post office considers to be first class mail, but that's not what the monopoly covers.
All right, so you're saying that somebody can't write a letter now and have and can't deliver a letter?
Well, so they can, but they are dictated to charge at least 7 times what the post office does if they do.
Oh, so they've changed the rules from a dollar to 7 times whatever the cost is.
It's been that way for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I think it was Lysander Spooner that tried to do a replacement to the post office.
Yep, he did.
But that has nothing to do with what the post office considers to be first class.
What were you saying, man?
He actually had, and he was less expensive, and the one of the courts still rules him unconstitutional or something.
Mm-hmm.
Every libertarian should know about that guy, yeah. The American Letter Mail Company, it was called, 1844. Yep.
And it's, it would be interesting to see if somebody could compete in this realm. But I've got to say, as far as what the post office is now, this is a government-supported ad venue. An ad venue is an organization whose primary purpose is to deliver advertising to someone. And think about the stuff you get in the mail, ladies and gentlemen. Because back when I had a mailbox, I would get pizza coupons, car wash coupons, Valpak, and all kinds of other things, advertising. You know, all different stuff. Mostly I just tossed it because I wasn't interested in it. But, I mean, that's what it is. At this point, when's the last time you got a letter, a handwritten letter, delivered from somebody to you?
Depends on if that person's in jail or not.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know. There's that, but...
But that's still a government institution. So I've not gotten things that are not going to or through a government institution.
Well, my son, part of his summer work assignments, summer school, being a school assignments that I assigned to him, was he had to write a letter twice a week. And the purpose of that is to clean up his handwriting because it's atrocious. And
he's a boy.
Yeah. And, to get him used to the idea of writing letters. And so he...
It's worth the effort to have good handwriting.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And it's, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got bad handwriting, you can change that anytime you want. It's just practice. Just practice letters and get better at
it. I have to pick between good handwriting and typing fast.
Right. I mean,
if I improve one, the other goes down, even if I...
I can type faster than I can write, that's for sure. And it's certainly much more legible, but there's nothing like a handwritten letter.
Do as I say, not as I do with your son, huh?
It's not bad. My handwriting's not bad for a guy, that's for sure.
Well, 10-year-olds have a lot more time to sit around writing letters.
True.
Than business owners.
Yeah. So... Anyway, Andrew, I would say that the post office was probably the greatest mistake of the Constitution. There's really no point in this thing. But there was a demand for people being able to write to each other, and they would have figured that out. And there's one last complaint I have. The idea that somebody in Barrow, Alaska can write somebody in Miami, Florida for 55 cents or whatever it costs to send a letter... is the same price as somebody in Miami, Florida, mailing somebody in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's ridiculous.
That's a terrible business model.
It's a stupid business model.
It's not a business model. It's a government agency model.
Yeah.
I was very torn recently because they've been quote unquote grilling the tech giants for, are you a monopoly? Are you not a monopoly? And I mean, they're not really grilling right. them. It's kind of this kabuki theater sort of show trial
sure,
thing.
Sure.
But it's still
people who are part of a real monopoly.
Yeah, exactly.
Grilling people who are part of a market makers, a corporation that's a market maker.
On behalf of the monopoly on the execution of force, I am concerned that you might have a monopoly on 280 character messages.
So, but right now, Andrew, what Democrats appear to be worried about is that the post office is being co-opted by Trump in order to win the election. So is this the perfect time to finally get rid of the post office?
If they would have a car and drive their happy self to the polls, they wouldn't have that problem. Yeah. They never could get themselves... Democrats could never get themselves to the polls before the lockdown. They had to have special Uber rides and buses and go pick up a voter friend program. No, Republicans never had that. If you can't make it to the poll, I'm not sure you should vote.
I'll never forget the lady who worked at the, let's call it insane asylum or place for people who have mental issues and stuff like that, who said that, who I met, and she didn't know anything about me. She was just talking, and she said, every 4 years, I make sure that everybody at the hospital piles in the van and goes and votes, and before they vote, I tell them to vote Democrat. Now, look, the Republicans aren't a bunch of saints, that's for sure, but my God, are you kidding me? Basically, that means my 15 smartest friends She said there was about 15 people in the van or something like that. I remember how I got the number 15. My 15 smartest friends' votes are all wiped out by this lady in her van full of inmates.
So as far as the safety of going to the polls, now, I might be way off here, but I'm just thinking, if you literally cannot breathe the same air as these other people, maybe you shouldn't dictate what they do with their life.
Yeah, this whole
secondhand.
This whole idea of universal suffrage, that everybody gets to vote.
Maybe if you're of working age, you get to vote. I mean, land ownership would be better, but
how about working?
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what the reason is. I mean, I get it that some people in Manhattan, for instance, can't own land or something, but I don't. You know, and why should somebody who owns great swaths of land have a lesser vote?
As you pointed out earlier in the broadcast, none of us own land.
Right, that's true. And also, if that was the rule, they'd do that kind of thing where, you know, one square inch of Texas ranch kind of thing, and then everybody would be a voter again.
Well, and I mean, the original idea for that was that you had skin in the game, and thus were less likely to be frivolous with your voting pattern.
Net taxpayers, something. Standard.
And the reason that it was men only was because they were draftable. So they were less likely to vote someone in who's going to put us to war because they might die if they do.
I don't want to say that's a fair trade because I would take the not voting over the being drafted, but...
I'm not saying these are great ideas, but there were reasons for it.
From an aggressive mythology standpoint.
All I can say is if we're going to have these electronic voting machines, Andrew, we've just completely monopolized it here. Sorry, buddy. If we're going to have these electronic voting machines, then people should be able to answer, say, 10 questions off the American citizenship test before they cast their ballot. If they don't get 80% of that right, that meaning 8 questions out of 10.
Ah, but do I get to choose the questions?
No, they'll be randomly
selected.
Why not
me?
You have a phone in your pocket.
Why don't I get to choose the questions?
If you can't Google the answer to the question, you don't need a vote.
The questions would be delivered to you and randomized off the test.
The DNC is going to mail out the questionnaire with answers to it.
Can I write the test? That'd be awesome.
Whoever hands out citizenship. It's a pretty run-of-the-mill test. It's not even that difficult. If you don't know who the vice president is, you shouldn't be voting on who the president is the next one. You can't name...
Well, you think that's important. I might not.
Check out freetalklive.com. Sign up for our newsletter. Love it. We send it out once a week. Newsletter. Freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.